Outspoken with Bruce and Gatos. Speaking up for Arizona.
I am not voting for Joe Biden. There's nothing that can get me to vote for that guy.
Outspoken.
There's nothing in the world that would get me to vote for Trump.
I would vote for Trump now.
I'd vote for Biden over Trump.
I don't know how you vote for Biden over Trump.
I don't know how you vote for Trump.
KTAR News 92.3 and the KTAR News app.
Oh, we are live. Live, I say. Opening day, Diamondbacks baseball, World Series Diamondbacks team.
Yeah. And NL champs.
We're downtown. We're having some fun. It's Outspoken, and we're right outside of Chase Field at Caesar Sportsbook, the Guy Fieri's Kitchen. We just had some food.
Oh.
It's fantastic. Come down and eat. Come out, have a couple of drinks. Say hello. Bruce is signing autographs. $5 each. $5 each, ladies and gentlemen. It is a...
I'm glad that we've gotten to the point. I'm glad we've gotten to the point. I think most people know you are not telling the truth. I think we finally have gotten to that point where at least folks are like, yeah, Gatos is full of
it. You know, I think, let me just say this.
Go ahead and say it.
We're going to start out on the wrong foot, you and I, today.
I love that.
I think you're in a mood.
I'm in a mood.
I think you're in a mood. Here's why.
Por qué why?
The U of A is playing.
I'm a little nervous.
And you're a lot nervous.
Tip off is in a few minutes.
I can tell you're nervous. You've been up and down. You've gone to the bathroom three or four times. It's what do they call that?
I don't know what they call it.
Something bowel thing, isn't
okay.
it? One of those things.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Irritable bowel
syndrome.
You think
that's what I have?
I don't know. When people get nervous, they
got
to go to the can. I've seen you get up two or three times.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
There's another thing.
You drove down here today.
I did.
I promised you. Promised you, my friend, that we had parking. I took care of it myself.
You said, we're on the list.
We are on the list. Go to this parking.
What did I say to you?
You said, there's no way we're on the list.
There's no way we're on a list.
I said, listen.
There's no way we're on a list.
I made the personal phone call and sent the email. I guarantee we're on the list.
No way we're on a list.
We're driving down here together. We get to the spot.
In the parking garage.
Bruce is driving.
Blocking the whole thing up.
We're blocking it. There are like 18 people behind us, you know, cars or whatever. Bruce says, he says, I'm on the list. And then they look at the list.
Yeah, you're not.
And you're not on the list.
You're not on the list. Never heard of you.
I don't know you. Bruce, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know what happened.
So we went around and around and around trying to find a spot that wasn't like what?
Reserved.
Yeah. And I think we just ended up parking sideways so they can't really tow
us. Put the blinkers on and they think you're coming back.
Right? I mean,
it's eye roll.
There it is.
I told him, I'm not parking. I'm abandoning it. Okay? At that point.
So I just want to warn everybody. If Bruce is in a little mood.
That's why.
It's because of the U of A.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
And then I think I ticked him off a little bit. I guarantee we're on the
you
list.
You guaranteed me.
And we had
list.
A long walk, by the way.
It was not a lot of talking.
We were not on the list. Apparently, in the next like 30 minutes, you know how the Diamondbacks have all these the new food and they put the new menu out. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
They're going to bring us everything on the menu.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, we're gonna have
I'm gonna have to start doing some stretches. I don't want to pull a hammy eating a churro.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna eat as much as we possibly can. We'll film it a little bit. It's gonna be fun. But they're bringing everything on the menu.
Is it like one of those competitions? Is this like a the hot dog eating competition?
Oh, gosh,
see if
no.
we can do it all?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank goodness.
No.
I don't have to eat it all.
No, because listen, we can't get sick. We got 3 hours to go.
Okay.
So maybe a bite of each.
Yeah, because then I'm going to want to take a nap. Games.
I know, right?
All right.
I know.
Have a little lie down.
All right. Okay. Hey, we do have some news today.
There is news.
We are here at the ballpark. It's opening day. It's a fantastic atmosphere. But we've got some news, and basically it is guess who wants to change the way we vote here in the state of Arizona?
Ooh, let me guess.
Yes, go ahead.
The people that keep losing.
I told you, he's in a mood. I think he's going to be very irritable today.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I like when you're in a mood. This is fun.
Yeah, guess what? Stop me if you've heard this one before. The Republicans in the Arizona legislature don't want you to be able to vote early by mail vote early in person because the more people vote, the worse they do.
So here's the deal. We love to vote by mail in Arizona.
You're not that's not an understatement.
Oh, no.
We've been doing it, by the way, for decades.
And let's also remember a few years ago. That's what Governor Doug Ducey said in the Oval Office with President Trump, almost interrupting him because he was talking about all the stuff that was happening.
Right.
And Ducey's like, we know what we're doing in Arizona. We've done this for decades. We like to vote by mail. Oh, no, you can't vote by mail.
Can I give you some stats?
Give me a stat.
Maricopa County. Everybody in my can hear my voice is in Maricopa County right now.
Okay.
95%
yeah.
of voters in Maricopa County either voted early by going to one of these early polling sites
right.
or voted by mail. 95%. So, again, ask yourself, why would somebody want that to go away?
Well,
because they keep losing elections when people vote.
So they want to keep somebody like me, an independent, from going out and voting at a poll station.
Yeah, they want to make it inconvenient.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
you
want to
go
you know
stand
what?
In line?
Or you drive and you park, right? And then you park and you see
you
the line.
You got like a school or a church or
that's
something, right?
Outside of the place, right?
I haven't voted in person in – I love to tell you that I knew – the last time I voted in person. You know, when you went and actually got that little booth?
No, it's been years. I don't
decades.
Do it anymore. It's been decades,
the
yeah.
The minute they let me vote by mail,
right.
I tapped out. Yeah. I said, that's it. This is awesome. I want to vote on my phone. How can we get to that?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a terrific idea. They should do it. So we had the GOP wanting to scrap Arizona's early voting.
Yeah.
And here's a couple things.
I'm ready.
From what I understand, they're one vote away.
Oh,
they're
for
looking for a
sakes.
Vote.
But now this would only place it as a on the ballot for voters to vote on.
That was going to be my next point.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it won't go to Governor Hobbs, and it won't get vetoed.
Because she would veto it.
Oh, she'd veto it, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll go on a ballot, and then guess
it'll
what?
Lose that.
I can't wait to vote on that.
I can't wait to, hold on, vote against it by mail. That's what I can't wait to do.
That's awesome.
I will absolutely rub it in their face. Again, I am just always suspicious when anybody is attempting to suppress the vote. I always assume there's a reason they're trying to suppress the vote.
Right.
And it's not because they think they're going to win.
It's really odd, too, because, like, you've got a few people who are, you know, who are Republicans who have done a 180 on this.
Well,
no, it's true. I mean, like, Donald Trump didn't want you to go to the polls. Now he wants you to go to the polls. Carrie Lake didn't want you to go, or I should say.
Other way around.
Donald Trump didn't want you to mail your ballot in. Oh, it could get stolen. No, it can't. And it won't. Go to the polls.
Which is, by the
way, Carrie Lake said the same thing. Now they've done a 180. Now they want you to vote by mail.
That's why when they went to sleep at night, they were ahead. And when they woke up in the morning, after right. they counted all the ones that came in the mail, you lost because right. you told your voters, don't vote by mail.
Yeah. So the interesting thing here is they want to scrap in Arizona early voting and replace it with absentee-only voting.
And so it's a murky subject.
It is very difficult to try and figure out the difference between mail it in, absentee ballot.
But here's the thing. If they were to get it to absentee, then they could set the rules. In some states, you can vote absentee. You can vote early or you can vote by mail, but you have to have a reason.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm lazy apparently isn't one of the reasons.
No.
You know, and so, again, the people who are trying to stop you from voting are going to try to put as many barriers to people voting as possible.
So when you talk about barriers,
yeah.
like we all get our mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
So it's going to be sent to us.
Yes.
Okay, but absentee, I think you must ask for the ballot. I think that's
correct.
The big difference.
You have to opt in,
right.
basically,
and
give a reason, possibly.
And that's what that's why you said there are these obstacles you have to jump through.
Yeah.
I mean, let's stop
make
the
voting easier.
Make it easier. Of course, make it easier.
Let's get more people voting, not less people voting. Let's get more people involved in the process.
That's yeah.
what I say. Put it on the phone. Let's get it on the phone. Let's just hold a poll.
Let's do
it.
You
know what? On election eve or whatever, you know, we'll text who we want. And
right.
just, okay, let's see. Let's go. Put it up on the board. Let's see what happens, you know? If they can do it for, like, Dancing with the Stars and American Idol, we can do it for president, for goodness sakes.
Are you a Dancing with the Stars kind of guy?
Not in any way, shape,
or form. Is that right? Is that serious? Really?
No, I've never watched
it. I'm just checking.
I'm just checking.
Hey, we've got some Arizona fans stopping by.
Of course we do.
Some Wildcat fans.
I'm resplendent in my Arizona basketball hat.
You are.
The game is tipped off, and I'm going to be slightly distracted.
Do you want me to do the tease? You want me to do it? What's coming up next? Do you want to watch some ball game?
I'm going to go watch
some basketball. All right,
I'm
so he's gone. My goodness gracious.
This
All right,
now.
So that's the voting. We'll keep our eye on it. The GOP wants to scrap early voting. Thanks a lot.
Come on, it's 4-0 already. Sorry.
U of A's getting shut out. Coming up next, hey, should you work from home
today
at a bar?
Isn't that what
should you work from home at a bar in Arizona? We're going to explain that next. as Bruce likes to say, we're outspoken. Did I say it like you there?
We're outspoken. Getting better.
He's Bruce, and I'm Gatos.
Now back to more of the show. It's Outspoken with Bruce and Gatos.
Also, Chuck's important for a lot of folks today heading down to the ball game.
Absolutely.
You need to know how this traffic here downtown is
working
out. Yeah,
17, there were some problems over there. Chuck's here.
Don't ask Gatos what parking garage to go to. Whatever you do, don't ask him. Absolutely useless.
Hey, just we're keeping a tally. I've taken pictures with about 10 or 11 people. You've yet to be asked. I find it comical.
I find it predictable. If you can only see what these people are doing with these pictures, Gatos. Everybody needs a dartboard somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. You know?
They're instantly turning them into it.
Oh.
Hey, you were today years old when you found out what WeWork was.
Yeah, that was me today.
Yeah. I had to explain WeWork. One of these like communal working areas, if you're an entrepreneur, you get your side hustle or whatever, and you need an office, you don't want to have a whole office. You don't need a whole office.
No.
You want to be around other people, maybe collaborative. You want somebody at the front desk to answer the phones. You can rent these like little spaces in these places. Well, there's a new one opening up in Phoenix that takes that and says, I see your communal workspace.
Yeah.
And I'm going to raise you a bar.
It's basically you go to a bar, a lounge, a bar, and you drink wine and work. It's fantastic. I got to tell you, if I was in my 20s, I would easily, if I had any money in my 20s, I would have rented that place out, or at least I would have rented a spot for me.
It is the first, and dare I say only, co-working space.
Yeah.
With a liquor license. It's called Empire Scottsdale. And you can go in there.
Yeah. You do your work.
You can do you rent your space. You know, you kind of have this whole idea. This is what these communal working spaces are like. But
it looks
they
fun.
They brought booze.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, a lot of people go to Starbucks and they bring their laptop.
Don't get me started on these people.
You don't like that?
It drives me nuts.
Okay.
Because there's Starbucks I try to go to in California.
All right.
And you can never sit down in there because people have been there for like 4 hours. They're camped out.
Yeah, they plop themselves down.
They're not down. Yeah. They've got like a water or something, and they're there for the rest of the day.
And so the difference of that is they're not paying for that. They're paying for the coffee and they're not
the
seat.
But even if you pay for a coffee, there's a reasonable amount of time you got to move yourself out the door.
Right, you're right.
Am I right?
At this place, you can stay for the 8 hours.
Right, you pay for the day.
But I got to tell you, it's like I can see this really working in Scottsdale.
Oh, of course.
I can totally see this.
The Scottsdale bros are going to be lined up for this.
Right, the $20,000 millionaires.
I think they're up to 30 now.
Is that right?
Inflation, okay. Gatos, come on.
But you know what I actually like about it?
What's that?
I think that you can actually meet people this way. I think it's very, like a lot of people talk about the younger generation having a tough time meeting people. And you know, there are apps. You can get a date every day of the week, but you're probably not going to like many of the people. That's why.
These are also going to be other people who are entrepreneurs. They're working.
That's my point.
There's kind of a you already have something in common.
You already have something in common.
Right?
Yeah, you picked a place to go ahead and work. You like this place, and there are going to be people around, and you're going to be able to mingle. You're not going to sit there and work all day. Okay, you're going to have.
If I drank, this is where I would do the show from.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Just go Gatos.
I agree.
I'm going to do the show over there.
I agree. I think the people who are going to use this, it's the mindset of the place. You walk in and it's very warm. There's a comfy couch.
Yeah, it looks like a lounge.
You
almost
can have a glass of wine. I don't know how much work you're going to get done.
Or three.
Or 10. You could be there all day.
I don't know if there's a limit. You're
like, think about going to work at a bar. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. But I find that much more interesting than staying at home in your pajamas on your laptop.
Well, I know plenty of people who are sick of working from home.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They don't like the lack of human interaction, you know, throughout the day. They want to be in some sort of an office environment, and this gives them an excuse where they can also drink. We are live, by the way, down here at Chase Field.
Yeah.
It is opening day for the D-backs. That's the noise you hear in the background. If you are coming down for the game, please pop into Caesar Sportsbook.
Somebody take a picture with Bruce.
I don't need any pictures.
Please. It's at zero right now. I've got 11.
Pictures.
I'll do a selfie with you, honey.
My Lanta.
All right, let's see. I got a break. It's coming up in a second. It's going to be 11 pictures so far. I've been here 10 minutes.
Gatos, tomorrow is Friday, though.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when you start looking at how work has changed. Do you remember the day? I remember when casual Friday became a thing.
Yeah. You could wear jeans.
People freaked out.
I know.
Like, wait a minute, I can wear blue jeans to work? Yeah. Whoa. I had a whole wardrobe just because you couldn't wear that stuff to work. And now tell me if I got the evolution right.
Okay.
We go from casual Fridays to half-day Fridays. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Summertime, we would do a half-day Fridays.
Well, why work a whole day?
Casual half.
There you go.
And then there's like optional Fridays, work from home on Friday. And there's new research out there that says, you know what? It's not so bad.
It works.
It works.
And you have to look at the productivity.
Yes.
Because are you being a productive person at your place of work?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are optional Friday, right, if you're given like an option to come in or to work from home or really do nothing, from what this study says is you might work harder the first 4 days of the week to make sure you don't really have to do very much on
Who
a Friday.
Who do we need to talk to, Gatos?
I don't know, but it's a great idea.
It's a solid
idea. It's fantastic.
Okay.
No, it's true. I don't know, because, you know, people are looking for that, what is it, the work-life
balance.
Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no work-life balance on Friday. You go right to the bar. There's, like, nothing going. You don't work. You're not. Don't BS me that you're working from home.
They're not working from home.
You're not working from home.
They're not working from home.
No. If I could track people's cell phones, where are you?
Oh.
I'm at a bar.
Yeah,
it's Friday. I'm at a bar.
Without a doubt. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Parker & Sons, AC, Plumbing, and Electrical, celebrating 50 years of helping their customers and community. Call Parker. All right. We've got our check of the headlines on the way. Don't
I got
worry.
The we, selfie. Come on over.
We're live at Caesar Sportsbook.
I'm Gatos. How are you?
Down here.
Amanda, it's nice to meet you.
For opening day. So here's a question. We'll talk a little baseball next. Are the D-backs good enough to go back to the World Series? We have a very special guest who's going to be joining us next. He's the host of the pre- and post-game for the Diamondbacks broadcast. He goes by Steve Zinsmeister. He'll be joining us next right here. We're Outspoken on KTAR.
Outspoken with Bruce and Gatos.
Here we are out live at Chase Field. It's opening day for your Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay, they just brought food. They're starting to bring some of the new snack food items that they're selling
from the stadium.
From the stadium, yes. Gatos is
thank you so much.
Already.
Thank you very much.
That's a churro, isn't
Holy
it?
Holy cow, that's
okay.
A hot
dibs.
That's the biggest hot dog I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Good Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Gatos, we have a special guest with us.
Yes, we do.
He is a guest that may even be familiar to some of the listeners.
I'm not so sure.
Okay, maybe he's not familiar to some of the listeners. He spent years behind the scenes, a voice on the other side of the glass at times. He goes by a variety of names, most recently the wise man. Steve Zinsmeister joins us now. Steven, you left us recently because you're a quitter, and you now work for the Diamondbacks, allegedly. I'm going to put that in finger quotes.
Yeah, air quotes.
What do you do exactly?
Mostly I eat these Sonoran hot dogs.
Oh, my god!
That's
gosh,
a job.
One
right?
of the biggest, literally biggest reasons I left the show.
Yeah,
that is
it's
a
catering.
Massive hot dog.
Yeah.
No, I'm hosting the pre- and post-game show for the Arizona Diamondbacks these days.
It's amazing.
Which is pretty cool. Obviously, today being opening day, it's going to be some exciting stuff going on the field before the game today.
Right, yeah.
And it's going to be a big weekend. We've got a ring ceremony going on tomorrow. We've got a fireworks show. So it's a really good weekend to come out to the ballpark.
We appreciate you turning down ESPN and some of the other big major broadcasters to be on with us.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's
so many big ones.
I realize it. Can we talk a little baseball?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe for the uninitiated. You know, a lot of people got on the bandwagon when they got into the playoffs, when their D-backs made it to the World Series. And so I think there's an energy, there's an excitement as we head into a new season with maybe some fans who aren't as familiar with the D-backs. From everything I've seen, the D-backs didn't just sit put on the team. They've improved the team.
Yeah, I would tell you that they took a good team that went to the World Series and made it better. And yeah. Does that mean they're going to go back to the World Series and they're going to win it? Not necessarily,
sure.
But they did not rest on their laurels. I'll tell you, the team they played in the World Series, the Texas Rangers, they sure didn't do a whole lot this offseason.
No.
And so if you're a Diamondbacks fan, that's pretty exciting because
yeah.
It's not very often that this team is in a position where they're already good and can get better.
Right, it's not a rebuilding year.
And choose to do that.
Yeah.
And so this is by far, this is the best lineup and pitching and hitting and everything that they've had on paper to start a season in their franchise's history.
I'll take it.
Hey, the Wise Man is now the host of the pre and post game for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Make sure you listen, especially after you're leaving the game. Are we going to get rained out tonight? Is the roof open or is it closed?
How bizarre was that, right?
Right, because I texted you. Like, I saw on the Diamondbacks.
Was that Monday?
Monday.
Facebook. Yeah. It said, we just got rained out. And I go, well, somebody's hijacked the Arizona Diamondbacks Facebook page. I'm like,
change your password.
It can't happen.
Right. So, you know what? Funny enough.
And it did.
When I started here a couple of weeks ago, before the season started, we had this big meeting about what do you do in the event of emergencies, right? Like, if there's a riot, if there's a fight. And one of the guys in the meeting says, well, we have a bunch of graphics we could put up in case of a rain delay, but we've never needed to.
Never had
and
one.
Everyone laughed. Lo and behold, my first day on the job.
Unbelievable.
Rain out in the middle of the sixth
rain
inning.
Rain out.
First time that's ever happened in an indoor ballpark.
Okay, so is the roof open tonight?
As far as I know, the roof is open. Right, it was open just a minute ago when I was in there.
Is Becky Lynn back there? Becky Lynn, do you have the weather report for us?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you're listening because, you know.
Hi, Becky Lynn.
You're not here with us.
I'm here. Don't talk to me.
Tell me it's not going
to
rain.
Don't talk to me.
Did you say don't talk to me?
No, because you went to the ball game and you left me here.
Oh, yeah.
Low blow, guys.
Co-worker is that.
We're bad co-workers. I've been a bad co-worker for a long time.
Horrible. You are consistent.
I'm consistent. Do we have any rain in the forecast?
No, not tonight.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know, we didn't on Monday either.
Yeah, I was going to say.
At this very moment of the day, at 4:38 in the afternoon, there is no rain in the forecast.
Well, that's good.
That could change by 4:40. I will keep you updated.
Thank you, Becky Lynn.
You're welcome.
Can I ask a loaded question?
Are we done with the roof? Is that it?
Well, like, you want to keep talking about the roof?
Well, I mean, what happens if it starts raining tonight? We can't close the roof. We've got to you know what you do? You ask everybody to walk out.
Close the roof and then bring
close
back
the roof, bring everybody back in.
You know what's funny? That kind of happened on Monday.
Really?
Because I had family at the game and
for your big debut.
Yeah, and they were sitting there and it starts raining, it's pouring for like 3 minutes.
Right.
And everyone left because Chase Field is not equipped to be wet.
No.
They were like, oh, let's bring out the tarp. They don't have one.
They don't have a tarp.
Because why would you need one?
There's no tarp.
That's hilarious.
We never invested in tarp.
They literally don't have a tarp.
And that's why they called the game. Part of the reason they called the game is because it was an exhibition, not a big deal. It doesn't count.
Right.
But another part of it is they've never played on that field wet before. They don't know what it would be like.
Oh, gosh. Unreal. That's a mess. We can't fix that thing? Is it? The crank? What is it? What's broken? Yeah. You crank
it up. Just get a monkey up there and start twisting.
Exactly. I mean, it is 20, 25 years old.
Yeah.
Makes for a great story, though.
It does. It is a fantastic story. All right. I do want to ask a baseball question, Gail. So am I allowed to do that?
Wise man Steve Zinsmeister is doing the pre and post game, and now Bruce is going to ask a question.
Well, he knows baseball.
I think Elvis Presley just walked in, by the way.
Where is that?
Wow.
How concerned should I be about the Dodgers? They spend about $3 billion, as far as I can tell, on players.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
They spent over $1 billion this offseason.
That's a lot of money.
How much did they actually spend?
I think it came out to roughly $1.2 billion in total dollars.
In new players.
And we don't even have a tarp.
In fairness, we didn't need one until Monday.
Fair enough.
They obviously got the two big names this offseason and two Japanese superstars in Shohei Ohtani. Yamamoto as well got $300
million. He loves to gamble, doesn't he?
Yeah, money's really not a figure for them. It's not an object.
Doesn't always buy success.
No.
The Yankees have proven that, right?
Well, the Dodgers, I would say they had just as much of a financial advantage last season as they do this season. And how did that work out in the division series with the Diamondbacks?
Your mouth to God's ear, Stevie.
So,
all right.
Hey, you want to stick around and eat?
I definitely want to try some of this stuff.
Here's the deal. The Wise Man is with us. He's going to do the – what time is your pregame?
So tonight's game starts at 7:10. I guess that means I'm on at 6:30.
All right. We're going to try and make you sleepy for your 6:30 broadcast.
You're not on KKAR. You're on
– He can have mine.
Thank you, we are going to pay for that, Bruce.
Where can I listen to Steve Zinsmeister?
98.7.
Tonight we're on 98.7,
So we're down at the ballpark.
We are.
The Arizona Diamondbacks have been nice enough to drop by – to our table at our broadcast location.
Got it.
Every item from their new menu at Chase Field. I want the gigantic wiener. I want the hot dog.
Okay, please don't say that on the radio. Guys, can you bleep that? That doesn't go out across the radio.
There's nothing wrong with that. Listen.
What about...
That's what I want to eat.
Is that the million-dollar steak sandwich?
Yes.
It might be.
So we've got a million-dollar steak sandwich, a gigantic hot dog, and we've got another couple things.
I think that's the Sonoran dog.
Okay. It's like 18 feet tall.
It's unreal. Okay, right. Well.
Let's eat... Let's eat.
We're going to eat.
We'll critique.
Okay.
Because if it's a cold wiener, it's a cold hot dog, I don't want.
Saying wiener. Anyway. Okay. We are outspoken. Sometimes we're inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate. It's a hot dog. That's what you call it.
It is a good one. And we're going to do a
Oscar Mayer wiener.
It's not
a bad word. It is an actual hot dog. You're the one with the dirty mind, my friend.
Are you just figuring this out? We're right back. It's Outspoken on KTAR.
Outspoken. Bruce and Gatos. KTAR News.
Hey, and welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We are live inside Caesar's Sportsbook. Also at Guy Fieri's restaurant here. Just on the plaza at Chase Field for opening day for your Arizona Diamondbacks. We're joined by Steve Zinsmeister. He is pre and post game. Host for your Arizona Diamondbacks. Steven, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, guys.
They have brought us food, Gatos, and by food, I mean a lot of food.
So the Arizona Diamondbacks always unveil new items on the menu that you can get inside of Chase Field.
Got
and
it.
They bought, well, we're going to do three here because there's three of us. It's me and you and the wise man.
I have to eat more?
I think you're going to have to eat more. So I've got the massive Oscar Mayer wiener in front of me. This thing is huge. So, let's see. What is this thing? It is
the
extra large Sonoran style hot dog.
Can I give you the full breakdown on
it? It's about the size of my arm.
You have the XL footlong Sonoran hot dog. It's made with a half pound Nathan's footlong hot dog.
Delicious.
Toasted New England roll.
All right.
Ranch beans.
Wow.
Smoked bacon, pico de gallo, mustard, and mayo.
All right. All right, I'm going to take a bite. You guys ready?
Oh, God.
My microphone's going to get in the way of the hot dog.
Probably.
And my mouth. Right? All right, here we go.
We'll take our chances.
This thing is mess. I don't even know how to pick it up.
Yeah, you're going to
Where we do play-by-play, right?
Yeah, should have like a napkin or something. Okay, Gatos is trying to get it off the plate.
It weighs 40 pounds.
It's
very large.
It is a half-pound hot dog. Okay, all right, first bite.
He didn't even get to the bun in the first bite.
No, not even close to the bun. No. He's got another bite before he gets to the bun.
No.
That's awesome.
Okay. What do you think, Gatos?
A little cold.
Careful, you got mustard all over your finger.
You absolutely do. You're about to get on.
And you're going to have more after the second bite, I'm sure.
If we go off the air, it's because Gatos shorted us out with mustard in the wire.
That was fantastic.
My goodness.
So that's the XL footlong Sonoran hot dog.
All right.
Zinsmeister, you're up next.
I have
the Korean pork belly nachos. By the way, this is made with wonton chips.
Ooh.
Pork belly bacon. Can't pronounce it. Spiked cheese sauce. Quick kimchi, pickled red onion, and scallion.
Yes, I'm wiping my hands on the wise man.
Yeah, I figured you might. Let's see. I want to get a little bit of everything
nachos
on here.
Look at that. He's got onions on that.
You're like making a meal of it.
It's like a nacho bar.
All right, here goes the wise man.
Right, watch
here we go. All right.
Okay, so here we go.
He's got, right in the mouth.
Korean pork belly nacho?
You got a little in the beard there.
Is it spicy?
Not spicy.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
The pickled onions is great.
All right.
Love the green onions as well. The cheese is typical nacho cheese.
Yeah.
The pork belly is delicious.
Well, it's something called I can't pronounce that word. Goguchang spiked cheese.
Yeah, that looks right.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you guys ever see those TV shows where they cook and then the person who's on the air, the TV person, then eats it and they always say it's good?
They're not going to tell you that it's bad.
I'd like to see one time them say, this tastes evil.
This is horrific.
This tastes awful. It tastes like dog food, which, by the way, this does not. This is awesome. First of all, it's free to us.
Guy Fieri made it.
Some of the best food out there is free to us.
Had a second bite of a hot dog. And so, Bruce, what do you have?
I currently have the Millionaire Steak Sandwich.
Is that so? So
this
fitting.
This is made with beef tenderloin medallions.
I don't know how you're going to get your mouth
around
that.
Black truffle cheese sauce, cremini mushrooms and a garlic aioli on a brioche hoagie roll bun.
You probably mispronounced every word
there. There's a good chance I did.
It sounded good, though.
I don't know. I think I got brioche right.
All right, move the microphone. All right, here he goes.
There's a lot of bun. I got to get
in. You got to get into the bun.
It's a lot of bread, man.
All right,
man.
Okay, Bruce is he's picking it up. Oh, listen to that.
Yeah. Oh! Dropped it on his pants and everything.
Oh, he dropped it on his pants! You got some of that $1 million steak on the left side.
I mean, it looks good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Black truffle cheese sauce.
You're spitting all over me.
Give me a minute.
All right.
You know what?
We've got a minute left with the wise man. By the way, thank you to the Arizona Diamondbacks for bringing us over some of their items.
These are all available.
Yeah.
At the Taste of Chase, which is at Section 130. So if you're coming to the ballpark tonight or anytime during the season, Section 130, you can get these items there, as well as they have garlic parmesan fries there.
Wise man, over 90 wins for the Diamondbacks this year?
I think that's a reasonable number. It's a team that went to the World Series. They won 84 last year.
They brought in two very good pitchers to add to their rotation.
They brought in a couple good pitchers. They've added a ton of power to the lineup that was already really fast. Yeah, I think 90 is a reasonable number that you could hope for.
They added a huge hot dog. I mean,
that's a plus.
I mean, I see capital upgrades all the way around.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. You guys got to see, they have a new lighting system.
Oh, really?
Inside the ballpark this year.
We're going to the game tonight.
It surprised me the other night. I knew about it, and it still surprised me. Because one of the players hit a home run, and all the lights went off.
Whoa.
And then all these red lights started flashing. Oh. It's really cool.
So really, really open for a home run. Okay, let's get that out of the way early so we can see the lights.
All right, so listen to the wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, before the game and after the game.
Support our
big
buddy.
Day for you, my friend. Good luck. We're going to be listening.
It's going to be fun. Thanks for having me over, guys.
Thanks. All right. Hey, we are live out here at Chase Field inside Caesars Sportsbook, broadcasting live right up until game time. Question for you, though. Speaking of betting, has legalized sports betting brought scandal and corruption? Or is there a good side to it? We're talking about it next, right here, Outspoken on KTAR.